This is VOA News. We are from Crowds lined the entrance to a cemetery in Myanmar's capital, Naypyidaw, on Sunday as the hearse carrying the body of a slain anti-coup protester arrived. They silently raised their hands in three-fingered salutes, a sign of defiance and resistance adopted from neighboring Thailand, as the hearse rolled slowly past the bearing the body of a woman who died Friday. She died 10 days after she was shot in the head as security forces tried to disperse a large crowd protesting against the military's seizure of power at the start of this month. She was the first confirmed death among the many thousands who have taken to the streets to protest the coup that toppled the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Meanwhile, protesters in Yangon gathered outside the local United Nations office on Sunday, calling on the organization to take action against the new military government. This comes after riot police shot dead two anti-coup protesters and injured several others on Saturday. One of the victims was shot in the head and died immediately during the latest rally in the second largest city of Mandalay, according to Frontier Myanmar. Another was shot in the head and died en route to the hospital. In Mandalay, crowds continued to protest on Sunday, despite the fear of renewed use of deadly force against them. Niger voted on Sunday in the second round of a presidential election that is expected to usher in the first democratic transition of power against the West African nation since the West African nation gained independence. Ruling party candidate Mohamed Bazoum is seen by many as the favorite. Read more on voanews.com. This is VOA News. A United Airlines flight landed safely at Denver International Airport on Saturday after suffering a right engine failure. That's according to the Federal Aviation Administration. Dramatic images show debris from the plane scattered on the ground of the U.S. city's suburbs. The airline said the Boeing 777-200 plane was heading to Honolulu, Hawaii, when it suffered the engine failure soon after takeoff, according to the airline. In an interview, Rob Ball said to KMGH he saw the plane fly overhead.
I heard this loud rumble, and I thought it was a military aircraft because it was really, really loud. It came right over the house, and I watched it, and you could see that the right engine was on fire.
There were 231 passengers and 10 crew members on board, and no reports of injuries either on the plane or on the ground. Iran believes U.S. sanctions will soon be lifted despite continuing diplomatic wrangling over reviving the nuclear deal. A government spokesman made the statement on Saturday, signaling Tehran's desire to end the impasse while not offering a new position. Iran and the United States have been at odds over who should take the first step to revive the 2015 accord. Iran insists the United States must first lift former President Donald Trump's sanctions, while Washington says Tehran must first return to compliance with the deal. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny lost his appeal on Saturday against what he said was a politically motivated decision to jail him for nearly 3 years. He was also found guilty of slander and fined in a separate case. The double legal defeat had been anticipated by his supporters, who believe the Kremlin sees the 44-year-old opposition politician as a threat, a notion the Kremlin laughs off. It paves the way for Navalny to be moved from a Moscow jail to a prison camp outside the capital. Warmer temperatures are spreading across the southern United States, bringing some relief to a region weary of winter. The region faces a challenging cleanup and expensive repairs from days of extreme cold and widespread power outages. In hard-hit Texas, where millions were warned to boil tap water before drinking it, the warm-up on Saturday was expected to last for several days. President Joe Biden has declared a major disaster in the state of Texas, directing the federal agencies to help in the recovery. More than 70 deaths are being blamed on the weather. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.